Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two finalists vying to become executive dean of the Juneau-based University of Alaska College of Education are undergoing final interviews and meetings with administrators, faculty, staff, students, and the public in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau over the next 3 weeks. Dr. Steve Atwater, who currently serves as interim dean of the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Education, and Dr. Catherine Hildebrand, who's currently an education professor at Troy University in Alabama, have events scheduled at UAF, UAA, and UAS. Atwater will be at an open forum from 4:30 to 5:30 this afternoon at UAF Scheibel Auditorium, an event which will be live streamed. Hildebrand's forum is scheduled for 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. on Friday, March 9th. According to a UAS release announcing the two finalists, the executive education dean will provide leadership and oversight of UAS education programs in Juneau and coordination of teacher education programs at all three UA campuses. The Fairbanks North Star Borough's central recycling facility has kept more than 367 tons of materials out of the landfill since it opened nearly 6 months ago. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, despite budget constraints, there are aspirations to expand the recycling program.
Central Recycling Facility Manager Sean Huntington says he'd like to extend the facility's hours of operation and collect more types of materials there. And he says it seems many borough residents feel the same way.
We have a lot of people that show up at like 10 or 11 thinking it would be open.
But the facility doesn't open till 12 noon Tuesday through Friday and closes at 5:30. On Saturdays, it's open 9 to 5. And Huntington says during those hours of operation, he and his staff often hear customers saying they wish the facility would accept a greater variety of materials besides paper and cardboard, plastic bottles and jugs, aluminum cans, and old electronics.
But we're starting out small. We didn't want to put, too much on the facility. We wanted to learn how things were going, get a finely tuned running machine before we start expanding either materials or hours or whatever.
But in order to rev the finely tuned machine, Huntington says he and his staff need more data in order to determine the demand for expanding the program. He says they also need ongoing analysis of the notoriously volatile recyclable material markets. And most challenging, there's the borough budget that's stretched thin by years of state funding cuts and a limited ability to raise revenues locally.
With the budget status that the borough's in, we don't know how much more we can expand right now.
Huntington says in the meanwhile, he and his staff will do all they can to make the facility as efficient as possible in anticipation of an uptick in materials collection in the coming months as people begin spring cleaning in preparation for summer projects. He says he and his staff are also working to inform customers about the need to bring only acceptable materials to the facility and to pre-sort them before they get there.
If you can sort your materials prior to arriving, it makes it a lot quicker and it doesn't slow up the traffic. Because when somebody is up front and they have a truck full of stuff that they have yet to sort, it takes time.
Huntington says he and his staff will encourage customers to pre-sort, and he says they'll be placing signs around the facility to remind customers. He says its nonprofit recycling partner, Green Star of Interior Alaska, is working on a user-friendly upgrade for the borough facility's website that'll include messages on the need to pre-sort and other important information, such as the location of other collection centers that accept other materials, such as steel cans and scrap metal.
There's two places that I know of. So CNR Pipe is over off Van Horn and Cushman. That's here in Fairbanks. And then a place in North Pole, K&K Recycling.
Huntington says Green Star also is putting together an updated version of its recycling guide pamphlet that it'll have printed and mailed out by the end of March.
We're hoping that, it hits a lot of the residents here in the borough and they don't just simply discard that.
But Huntington says if they aren't interested and do discard the pamphlet, he hopes they'll do so in a recyclable container and then drop it off at the facility along with the rest of their recyclables. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.